Hello?
Hi, is this DeVigli Total Home Services?
Yes.
Hi, this is Carlene, and I am calling from Local Splash. And what prompted my call to you today is we are a data service provider to Google and Facebook, and we would like to speak with you regarding listing DeVigli Total Home Services on the first page of Google for the services
yes.
that you provide. I'm sorry. I was just checking on my notes here. It looks like we're already working with you. Is that correct?
Yes. I already signed a contract with you guys. You were supposed to be marketing me, putting me on the front page of Google. It's been almost 3 weeks now. I've done everything that I was asked on your end to provide additional information to Google.
Mm-hmm.
I authenticated my business with the state of Florida. It's called SunBiz.
Mm-hmm.
And if you went to the SunBiz website and searched my business name, it'll pop
mm-hmm.
up as a legitimate business now. That's the one thing that it took like 7 days for them to authenticate my business.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could somehow get that information to Google, because I'm out of time, the between today
mm-hmm.
through Friday, unless you guys can get me on Google, I'm going to have to request a refund and go with a different company, because that's literally the only reason that,
mm-hmm.
that I signed on with you. Paul Gordon was my representative.
Right. Uh-huh.
And he told me that he could get me on the front page of Google and it should take 5 to 10 days. Well, it's been almost 3 weeks and I provided every single thing that you can. Like I said, I'm a legitimate business in the eyes of the state of Florida, and there's really nothing else that I can provide. I mean, it took SunBiz 7 days to authenticate me. They do a full background check. They check my resources or my references. They're very thorough. And if I pass SunBiz, there's absolutely no reason that I should not pass Google. So
mm-hmm.
basically, you guys are on the clock now. You've got between today and through Friday to figure this out, or I'm going to
uh-huh.
have to go in a different direction.
I understand. And I greatly appreciate your feedback. What I'm going to do is I will go ahead and let our customer service know about the issue that you're currently having, and we'll have them call you right back for status and updates regarding the situation.
The only one of the things that you requested as a workaround to get approved by Google was getting a mailing sent to my business name.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't do anything with paper. I'm completely wire
mm-hmm.
electronic. So, but the one thing that State of Florida just sent me yesterday, I got a letter with my authentication stating that I'm officially approved, and I could provide
mm-hmm.
you with that. It shows that my mailing address
mm-hmm.
is my house for my business. That's the only other thing I can think of to provide to you. If that won't work, then I don't have any other, there's nothing else that I can provide.
Understood. I'll go ahead and take note of that, James, so that my colleague from customer service would know about it and take note of it. And I would also send some more info to Paul so that he can review it as well. And again, I apologize for any inconvenience that you're having right now. We'll make sure to get this resolved as soon as possible.
In the state of Florida, March and April are your two premium months of the year. It's season time. And if I'm not on Google,
uh-huh.
every day that I'm not on Google right now, it's costing
right.
me big time. So I'm not trying to be a pain or trying
okay,
to be a difficult customer, but
mm-hmm.
but I'm out of time. So either we have to make this work, or I'm going to have to go pursue
mm-hmm.
other options. I might have to go back to Angie's List, maybe Thumbtack, but I've got to do something to generate some business, because
mm-hmm,
right,
right
now I'm not searchable, and that's there's so much competition. If somebody doesn't have a reason,
uh-huh.
you know, the idea is when they search the keywords, I'm supposed to pop up on Google, and it's supposed to send you to my website. And as soon as my web page opens, my video is supposed to start playing immediately, which is like a 45-second bio of who I am, my experience, why you would choose me, what the benefits are to my service versus my my competitors. And I do pretty well on videos. Every week I post an informational video on an app called Nextdoor, and that's how I've been getting all my business. And I know that if I was on Google, my phone would be ringing, and right now it's not ringing. And like I said, it's killing me. You know, when I spoke with Paul at length, and he assured me that we'd be able to figure everything out. I told him the challenges that we faced because Google didn't verify me, and I said it would take 5 to 7 business days for SunBiz to do their verification to authenticate me as a legitimate business owner. I've received that documentation now, so if you were to go on the SunBiz website and search my business name, I'll come up as the owner, as a sole proprietor. So there's literally nothing else that I have the ability to provide. If that's not going to be enough for Google, then, like I said, I'm going to have to go in a different direction, and Friday is the deadline. So if you want to talk to Paul or get some other people on your team involved, I'm out of time. I don't have any other choice.
I understand, James. And, of course, we have to just make sure that we meet what we do what we promise. So I'll go ahead and reach out to our team to get this resolved right away. And we'll definitely make sure to get this sorted. And
all of you. You're all nice people. You've been a pleasure to work for. You're very professional. You're courteous. Everything about, you know, the only thing that isn't working is the main thing, which is getting me searchable on Google. That's the main enchilada.
I understand. So, I apologize.
Anyway, can you escalate this to whoever in your group, whoever you have the resources that is, you know, is the best person to attack this, and then please let me know what you're able to come up with. I'm going to start searching what other platforms are available, what other apps, what my other options might be. But but Friday's the deadline. If you can't make it happen by Friday, I've got to switch.
I understand, James. We'll make sure to make this happen for you. I'll go ahead and pass this along to our customer service team. And thank you so much again. Again, I apologize for the call. And thank you for your time. Have a great day, and
wonderful.
We'll follow up with you.
You guys are really very nice people. I don't mean to sound like the problematic
Not at all. No, not at all, James. You've been very wonderful as well, very patient, in fact. Thank you so much for your patience throughout all of the issues that you're having right now.
Patience is my middle name.
You're good at it. Thank you so much. Really a pleasure to speak with you today, James.
Keep me in the loop and let me know as soon as you have information, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Take care.
Okay.
Goodbye for now.